Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Munkin' Fun Day, 18th day already of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And basically, it's going to get real fucking, it's real fucking dry already and going to get way fucking drier. It's nothing. I'm just hoping for no smoke. That's all you can hope for at this point in the ball game. See what we're going to jump into here. Nancy Pelosi's husband buys millions in computer chip stocks before big subsidy vote. No. We got him now, guys. We fucking got him now. I'll be right back and I'll explain to you how. I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Nancy Pelosi's husband buys millions in computer chip stocks before being before big subsidy vote. No. But, I mean, we got him, though, right? I mean, this is goddamn insider fucking trading. This is, I mean, shit. Got to be a stack. Well, wait a minute. Those were all administrative fucking policies for a fucking corporation. They don't have the force of law behind them. And if no, what the hell they call them, attorney general for any state, which can't exist. Well, Nancy Pelosi's throwing up her middle fucking finger and he said, yeah, we're taking billions more. Get ready for it. This is from the New York Post. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband purchased up to $5 million in stock options on a computer chip company ahead of a vote on legislation next week that would deliver billions of dollars in subsidies to boost the chip manufacturing industry. New financial disclosures show, you know, just every fucking once in a while, every year, around a year, her or Frankenstein come up and their husbands are, you know, the same kind of fucking deals. I tell you what, the people back in fucking, that took this country, they would have killed these son of a, they would have just fucking went and hung them. It's obvious what they're fucking doing. And this is being stolen from goddamn people that are fucking, from the sweat of your fucking brow. Well, we're gonna take that, me and my husband, who the fuck are you, you fucking wretched old dried up bitch? Prune? And your fucking husband, I mean, fuck, his neck needs to be stretched. This is goddamn treason against the people. How in the fuck did our goddamn, computer chip fucking, we did the invention. We had the Silicon Valley. We had everything. We had it all. How did it all end up over fucking in China? Where there was, and then you pass a law that 60% of our fucking goddamn, components we need for fucking war have to come from a foreign fucking country? Really? You don't see the goddamn, I don't know, the premeditated fucking goddamn treason in that. But it's all, they're all, see, they don't look at each other that way because they are all in this part of the fucking international corporate mafia. It's just like Pelosi's giving sovereign immunity. Yeah, I got cut busted drinking and driving, man. Fucking you would cost you fucking, you'd be paying for it for years. Your family'd be miserable. They'd eat less food. They would be, you'd spend less on fucking heat. You'd do everything to pay these motherfuckers for something that they can't even charge you with. That they have no jurisdictional authority to fucking charge you with. That they can't lay down the goddamn and say, you do this or you do that or else we're gonna fine you. You can't fucking do it, motherfuckers, and you know it. All we have to do is find out who we are, be who we are, enforce our fucking law and tell them to fuck off. And say, no, you're not gonna hand these billions of dollars or millions of dollars over to a fucking bitch who's been in Congress, isn't she? I think she's in the Congress. House Speaker. No, she's the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's got to be in there, fuck, 100. How long has that fucking bitch been a goddamn senator? Is this a goddamn, these weren't supposed to be lifetime appointments. This wasn't supposed to be an aristocratic goddamn government. It wasn't supposed to be a lifetime. Oh yeah, I'm the queen. It's just like that. Keeps bringing me back to that one video I was watching, and they're talking about Harry Reid. He is a powerful man. How is he more powerful than I? Is what I would like to know. Where is this jurisdictional authority that gives him authority that's higher than my fucking authority? Where is it coming from? Because it has to be an act of treason. Because the Ninth Article says no such animal can exist. But here we have it. I mean, fucking. Mary, these two fucking thieves, right in your fucking face, thieves, they're going to get millions of fucking dollars, people. While more of our people are going to the underpasses, be pushed out by the fucking goddamn illegal aliens, who now they're giving goddamn food stamps. It's just their Social Security Act. It's not fucking law. It isn't. The Social Security Act isn't fucking law. These son of a bitches are fucking, they can't do this. It's written right into the fucking, even under their own fucking administrative admiralty dictate, it's written right into the Social Security Act that you cannot get goddamn food stamps under this shit unless you're a fucking citizen. Well, we're going to do it anyway. How about what's for the people start doing it anyway? You see how fucking bold these motherfuckers are? And they are cowards. You're being fucking punked by cowards. That's what the disgusting part is. Paul Pelosi purchased on June 17th 20,000 shares of NVIDIA, a top semiconductor company worth between $1 million and $5 million. The Daily Caller reported, citing disclosure reports filed by the House Speaker. Well, so if you practice insider fucking trading, what Nancy's going to vote on this? What, you guys got any wonders? I wonder what she's going to vote. She's going to vote up or down on this. Is she going to vote to fucking put millions in her and her husband's pocket? Or is she going to vote not to? And who in the hell brought this shit up to begin with? I mean, God damn it. We never needed it. We were number fucking one, people. Number one. We fucking had the best, and then they wanted to enter all these, let's join this international organization. No, we don't want it. The people don't want it. Elka, they came right out and told you at the time, the people did not want it. The people do not want no fucking international fucking involvement with other fucking cocksuckers. No foreigner is going to tell us what to fucking do or make policy that they're going to try and enforce this law that violates our goddamn autonomy. That's for goddamn sure. But here we are, people. I mean, this is how bad it has gotten. To where they'll come right out and just fucking tell you. Let's just see how much Paul's going to get. Paul Pelosi, well, he did that, okay. Senators are expected to convene as early as Tuesday to vote on a bipartisan competition bill to set aside $52 billion to boost domestic semiconductor manufacturing. Why would you have to if there's a fucking shortage of something? I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, you bullets, anything. Why would you have to put up a fucking subsidy for someone to fucking start a business to make something that's in such high fucking demand? Well, that's just giving more away to the fucking ruling elite. And I'm really fucking sick of this ruling elite. I don't know about the rest of you. Because there is no such thing in the United States of these Americas. There can be no such fucking thing in these United States of America. Every one of these motherfuckers has committed high treason and sedition against the people and against the people's unalienable ratified law of December 15, 1791. Not a fucking one of them hasn't done it. To the point of fucking buying a rope. But here, I mean, this is how, like I said, they keep getting bolder and bolder. They just, I think they're fucking wondering, are these guys ever, will they push back at all? Will they? Will they do anything? Or just, can we just, no way we're just going to walk in and take the United States and nobody even lifted a leg to fart. Unbelievable. Let's see what, it certainly raises the specter that Paul Pelosi could have access to some insider legislative information. No, I will not believe that of the best government that money can fucking buy. Like I said, him and Frankenstein do this about every fucking 2 or 3 years apart. You know, it'd be some railroad or mass transit bullshit for fucking Feinstein and some shit like this for goddamn Pelosi. These people are taking your money away from you unlawfully. They're not ready. She ain't representing you when she's packing her and her husband's fucking goddamn bags full of fucking money. And as far as I say, it's an incentive to make something that's in that high of demand. Really? You must be going to give it to fucking a Chinese company. Only thing I can fucking figure.
Could have access to some insider legislative. Yeah, I think he does. I think they just gave it to us.
Craig Holman, a government affairs lobbyist for the left-wing think tank, Public Citizen. Left-wing think tank? What the fuck? What are these left-wing think tanks? Are you elected by somebody? Are you representing somebody besides the filthy fucking rich that pay your salaries? And is your job to fucking empty the pockets of the further empty? Goddamn, there ain't hardly enough at Lent in the fucking pockets of the poor. But isn't it your job to get that away from us and give it over to the fucking goddamn ruling elite so that they can rule over us? How you guys set for lead? You need some lead? I think you do. You are fucking criminal fucking traitors to this goddamn country. And you couldn't argue it in court. What court could you argue it in? How would you argue it? Just this one fucking paper right here. But this is a spit down in your face. Let them eat cake. We'll cut back on the diamonds that I buy this month, dear.
This is how it goes fucking nuts and fucking heads start fucking rolling.
Okay, where were we? Craig Holman, a government affairs lobbyist for the left-wing think tank Public Citizen, told the Daily Caller News Foundation this is the reason why there is a stock trading app that exclusively monitors Paul's trading activity and then followers do likewise. To what fucking end?
This is definitely fucking goddamn insider trading. This has already been set up, and like I said, an incentive to make something that's in that high of fucking demand. You got to put an incentive out there.
If they're putting an incentive, my money's on a fucking Chinese company. What do you guys think? Because that's who they give the fucking incentive, and they'll pay to build the whole goddamn fucking, all the facilities. They'll pay them goddamn, give them tax breaks for 10 or 20 fucking years. And then they'll fucking, the Chinese will take over and fucking, they'll get the subsidies and make the semiconductors while you fucking live under a goddamn bridge because you're fucking too weak to stop them.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have a question. I mean, it's not on this subject, but it's about the Chinese. Mm-hmm. Now, you're out there on the West Coast. Now, how many Chinese do you think have infiltrated all the way through up there where you are in Oregon, Washington, and California? Because when this jumps off, I can just see, y'all might be doing a lot of killing out there on the West Coast, so a lot of Chinese.
Well, it's like this, Dion. I used to go up when my kids still lived up in Washington. I had one son that still lived up there. I used to go up to Washington every once in a while.
I would go down into the city and, you know, like just walk in the streets, just look, checking out the people, seeing what, and everybody just, I mean, last time I went, everybody was like in their own fucking world. They weren't even looking at the people around them. They were just all fucking just going here and there and doing it, you know, like ants with no fucking mindset whatsoever. But, as far as their influence, well, I'll tell you what, you go down on the goddamn sound there. Where they have all the restaurants and stuff, we'd walk down there, we'd park up on the hill and walk down there. You got fucking rickshaws going through the fucking streets. Now, that's pretty Chinese. That's, I mean, they own every goddamn fucking piece of property in fucking goddamn, Seattle. They got big gated communities. There's nothing but fucking gooks. These, you know, capitalist gooks. Those capitalist gooks, I mean, and then you know, when I went last time, it's been quite a few years ago, my son took us on a fucking little, like a little tour boat ride. It goes around the sound there. And every fucking one of those big, huge ships that ship were fucking gook. They were gook. I don't think I seen one that wasn't gook. I don't think I seen one American fucking ship sitting there. So yeah, they have taken, out here, you goddamn right, they're fucking thick as fleas.
Because what I'm thinking is, like, man, when this kicks off, I mean, these assholes, they're going to use, you know, the Chinese. I mean, you know, they but you know what? And another thing you made me think about, how in the hell you become a billionaire and you're supposed to be a communist?
Wait, that's what I'm trying to say, man. When, from the time I was a little kid, I was told it's communism versus capitalism. Capitalism's a wonderful thing. Capital. I mean, it was drilled. Because capitalism, that's, you know, out there making money with off money, making products, man, capitalism against, versus communism. It was capitalism versus communism. Vietnam, capitalism versus communism. Korea, capitalism versus communism. And then, like you said, you look here and look at these multi-million dollar fucking god and multi-billion dollar fucking Chinese. I don't think that's to each his fucking need, to each his fucking ability, do you? Not to mention that they fucking own and control the goddamn properties and being members of the fucking Chinese fucking Communist Party, everything they own actually belongs to the Chinese fucking government. So when these pricks sell out to these fucking, well, these goddamn Chinese capitalists, these communist capitalists, they're selling out to the goddamn Chinese. They're selling what belongs to you and me to the Chinese government.
Hey, Henry, out there, all those who have all this wealth, right?
Oh, yeah.
To me, I think it's top officials in the Chinese government, and I think it's high, you know, like high generals in the Chinese government. And the reason why I said it is because they have the people that are so docile and they are so servitude to it. It's not even funny, but to me, how I'm looking at it is that in order for them to, you know, just to maintain control of their little army that they do have that's already established in this country, to me, I think there just has to be like Chinese generals and people that are higher up in the Communist Party.
Yeah, well, people, they certainly are, you know. What China is a fucking, it's a totalitarian military dictatorship. You can't call it nothing else. Hell, they part their people out. And you don't own yourself. You're owned by the communist goddamn, government of the fucking, empire of fucking, China. I mean, it's a communist empire. But then again, you know, like I said, you preached me on, you think I forgot that from the time I was a little fucking kid till now? It's capitalism versus communism. Looks like the communists are out capitalizing that'd be the fascists. Because they're the ones that want fucking industry to come in and own everything, and including the fucking people. And fucking be able to fucking live like fucking gods, and we should learn to live with less. Tighten your belt a little more. Remember old Ronnie Reagan? Tighten your belt. That rich motherfucker had goddamn enough land till he couldn't ride it all. Big, huge ranch down in California, that communist son of a bitch, busted for communism in the 70s. But that whole lie, I mean, it's just like what's the other one? Supply and demand bullshit. That supply and demand bullshit, it came to a point where it just couldn't be. You see, it just could not be. So they had to say, well, it's this and it's that. And that, actually, what we're doing is we're refining what we want to, and you'll pay what we fucking say for your fucking resource, punk. Because we're to the point of being punked, people. Make no fucking mistake about it. You are being punked like the punk of the punks. But then you look at the fucking goddamn people around you, and you can see, man, the right people need to be together. There's too many fucking goddamn little pissant fucking issueless fucking goddamn idiots in the goddamn way. Just like these fucking Trump tards. What in the hell is the matter with you? You don't care that he's breaking some of the law? You don't care that he's violating some of your fucking rights? He's Trump, man. He's gonna throw every one of them out of here. Didn't you hear him say it? Sure he was, wasn't he? But he's violating your goddamn, when he was in office, he violated your fucking rights. He was fucking goddamn, Israel first. He was called the King of Israel. And you still, you're sucking his ass. Does it just taste good, you fucking sickos?
Trump 2024.
I've seen it, brother. Yeah, why won't you fucking do it? I mean, these people that's another thing, that conservatism, this conservative versus the liberal all the way up as capitalism versus communism all the way up since I was a little fucking kid. Well, the goddamn, what the hell was I going to say there? Yeah. I lost it there. I'm sorry about that. It just so fucking pisses me that I sit here, I can read this. This is blatant fucking violent. This is goddamn criminality in your fucking face. And that old cunt's fucking doing it. And her old man, they're telling you let's see how much you're going to make, guys. Oh, let's see. Craig Holman, a government affairs lobbyist for the left wing think tank Public Citizens, told the Daily Caller Foundation, this is the reason why there is a stock trading app that exclusively monitors. So if you, just as long as you monitor the criminality, if you monitor the theft, the fraud, well, fuck hell, let's go with the pedophilia. If we just monitor it all and everybody fills out a paper saying, yeah, they're doing it. Well, I guess it's okay for them to do it. No, by God, it ain't. It's a goddamn administrative admiralty jurisdiction. It has to fucking go. That goddamn corporation has to fucking go. It cannot be where free man be. Pelosi, an avid stock trader who could face jail time for alleged drunk driving after getting into a car crash in May. I want somebody out there. One person, raise your hand to think that cunt is going to get anything for fucking being drunk and wrecking a car. That Pelosi, she knows her sovereign immunity, don't she? That's what she screams, sovereign immunity. I mean, if sovereign immunity, fuck you, she'll say. I'll say, there's nothing, you don't have a goddamn judge that can fucking sentence me, because I'll fucking file in the goddamn common law as a goddamn individual and say, fuck you. And it ain't as easy to go after me as it is these fucking poor ass fucking people who have figured it out. It ain't as easy to send a fucking guy. You don't send an army. I got my own goddamn army. You see the millions I just stole? You know how many fucking troops I can buy with that? I'll blow your fucking ass off. That's where we're at, people. We are in a regression of all regressions. Car crash in May also sold 10,000 shares of Visa worth between $1 million and $5 million and 50 call options in Apple worth between $100,000 and $250,000 record show. I mean, these people go into what is supposed to be, I mean, it was the way they preached it in their fucking Federalist Papers. It almost make you cry. They were going into the service of their country. I'm going to sacrifice some years of my life to help my country, to serve my country. It looks to me like they fucking serving up themselves. How long has that bitch been in there? 30, 40 fucking years? That's a fucking career. It's goddamn, it wasn't supposed to be no fucking career, people. These son of a bitches were supposed to be a handful of fucking lackeys. And I'll tell you, even the president, no goddamn authority whatsoever over the fucking people. I mean, as far as fucking dealing with foreign countries, he could act, but even like in their fiduciary position, if they acted and they acted contrary to the fucking, to the needs of the people and contrary to the goddamn law of we the people, we fucking just, all you had to do, we had the only arrest authority. Don't you understand that? That's when they started the district attorney bullshit, which they couldn't have because the goddamn, Bill of Rights fucking, the law of December 15, 1791 forbids it. You ain't got no goddamn government fucking prosecutor with government fucking authority over all the fucking plebes. We are the fucking government and we have authority over you. We hold the highest courts in this fucking land and we're going to hang your fucking ass in them. But you have it. I mean, this is what you have fucking accepted. Well, we allowed it. We allowed it through ignorance. We allowed it through cowardice. At this point, I mean, there's a lot of fucking people waking up to what's going on around them, waking up to who they really are and what their fucking rights are. And just, I mean, it must be for the average person. I mean, there's like one lady, Diana something, but she is really awoken in a short time. It has to be like to blow your fucking mind. To understand, hey, I'm supposed to be the one call. I'm supposed to be telling you to fucking sit down and shut up, and you're fucking over there fucking welding a whip at me? Really? I think I'm supposed to shoot you. I mean, whatever gives the one person the goddamn gall to think that they should have any kind of goddamn say over another person's fucking life whatsoever? If that person is not fucking with your rights, well, what the fuck do you want? Why do you care what other people do? Is you sick? Son? Well, it'll all come back to fucking religion if we play that game. It'll all come back to fucking me interpreting my Bible and deciding how you should live, and you're not living the right way, and there should be a punishment. What God's punishment should be? God, I mean, God likes stocks. God like giving that cat of nine tails. Let's just give them a beating because they're beneath us. When somebody acts that way, they're telling you that you are fucking beneath them. It's just like when they handled the Indians' affairs. They started having Indian agents because the Indians weren't smart enough to handle their own fucking goddamn wealth. And if you fall for it, and let them do it. If you don't say, no, you're not going, you do not represent me, son of a bitch. You don't represent me in the smallest fucking degree. Get the fuck away from me right now. I'll knock your ass out. You have no jurisdictional authority here. You want to get jurisdictional authority, you better get some common law courts operating, hadn't you? Because that's the only way it can be obtained in this country. The administrative admiralty jurisdiction is unfucking lawful. It's not even it's not supposed to be on our fucking land. And when they put it in Maryland and called it, we're just going to have this District of Columbia, 10 square miles, where the administrative admiralty is going to, it's going to be a citadel, you know, it's going to be a military citadel. No, we weren't supposed to have no standing armies. We, the people, are the standing army of this goddamn country. A well-armed fucking population in a country this fucking big, the kids growing up shooting guns, knowing how to fucking fight, knowing the woods, knowing fucking, they can never beat us. And what was that, Tojo over there, fucking, he told the emperor, you cannot fucking invade America. There's a gun behind every blade of grass. And there still fucking is. It's just who in the god hell's it fucking pointed at. They shoved that multiculturalism down our fucking throats and we let them. They shoved that goddamn, what the hell do you call it, political correctness down our goddamn, that's how they fucking pushed the queers on you. There was 5 fucking queers when we began. But man, them 5 fucking queers, they got fucking George Soros, and he must like queers because he's a queer himself. But they put fucking goddamn mammon behind it, and then they just start this goddamn. It's just like, you know, like a rumor mill, and like this, like what, and like going in and trying to teach your fucking kids this shit. Well, we have to understand these people. No, I fucking don't. I understand that they're fucked up in the head. They have to be fucked up in the head because they are unnatural. When we talk about our rights, we talk about our natural rights as natural beings. These motherfuckers are not natural. If they were natural, there would be no human beings on this goddamn planet. Because there'd be no procreation. Because they'd all be Khazarians, Ukraine, Khazarians, Ukraine. We've seen this goddamn immoral fucking disgusting shit pushed down our fucking throat as far as we're gonna. But back to the political correctness. Well, all they had to do is get four or five people over there to say, well, you know, I would like the Christians. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be that guy. I do! I hate you motherfuckers! I know exactly what you fucking are, you slimy fucking queers, and you fucking transvestite freak motherfucking sick in the head son of a bitches, and I know why you've been put here! Fuck you! Now fuck, take that and shove it in your fucking political correctness. How about that? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chillip from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1242 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Hogjaw with Swamp. God damn the working man. Who built the towers. They look down and piss on it. They piss out of those towers on the fucking... And Nancy Pelosi's husband buys millions in computer chip stocks. We were number fucking one. Just like the goddamn internet was shipped over there to fucking China. That's what happened to the goddamn microchip fucking component fucking business. We built it here. And then, we got slaves over here. Zuckerberg and fucking Bezos. We can use slave labor. We can use shit fucking goddamn materials. Build shit fucking product. Don't fucking quality control it. Let them QA it at the goddamn... at their porch. And this is, and hey, fuck man, but hey, I think that they should get more, I like to know how much old Nancy's got in her and her old man. And Frankenstein. Biden set, Biden, fuck, King Biden, Lord Biden, what is Biden, what the fuck is he? Set to a lot, now that's giving something away. $1 billion in food to Middle East? They're telling you that we're going to have food shortages in this goddamn country, and these motherfuckers here are fucking the Middle East? Oh, you mean goddamn Israel. That's what you're fucking talking about in Saudi Arabia. Your fucking allies, you dirty, rotten, fucking criminal son of a bitches. At any rate, from TASS, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President of the United States Joe Biden is set to announce a new package of $1 billion in food aid to the Middle East. God, I don't know. Does it outrage you? You look around you at our fucking people. And there's the gots and the haves, and by God, there's the have-nots. But most of the haves have credit. That's all they got is fucking credit. And when the goddamn... steel hand comes out of the velvet glove, they ain't gonna have shit. They're gonna be pedestrians. But you do see, I mean, that's the thing that blows me away. $5 a gallon, and I just, man, the goddamn traffic is unbelievable out here. People are fucking, I guess that's acquiescing you to fucking getting screwed in the ass and liking it. I tell you, the people during the Civil War, they didn't take it this away. They didn't take it fucking period. It stopped. They stopped it. But then they had some goddamn guts left back in them days. I don't know what the fuck the problem is here. I know it disgusts shit right out of me. President of the United States Joe Biden is set to announce a new package of $1 billion in food aid to Middle East. AFP News Agency reported on Saturday, citing its source in the White House administration. And see, it's like you got this fucking cocksucker here, and he's got a big, great, big wallet that's his. For the, I mean, what happened to congressional fucking allocations? What happened to fucking goddamn finance committees? I mean, where you had to fucking, before Clinton, Bill fucking Clinton, when he put that grant program, that took away the allocations. We've had the goddamn minting of gold and silver taken out of the fucking, their original lie that they told us. See, they can remove shit from that Constitution and just change it at will because it was never fucking ratified. It's their baby. But we don't have to abide by it because we didn't consent to it. We can shove it right down their fucking throat. We can get rid of it and say it doesn't exist. Give us our goddamn money back right now, you son of a bitches, and be rid of it. We do. Tell me what that son of a bitch has ever done for us. Nothing. The fucking rob and steal and fucking this goddamn corporate. What was we just talking about there? Some more corporate fucking welfare. That's all it's ever been. It's that Jew fucking way. Well, it's the welfare that's doing it. Hell yeah, it's the welfare that's doing it. The corporate fucking welfare. You're worried about some son of a bitch getting fucking $7 a day to fucking eat.
while you're stealing fucking, I'm sending another $100 billion over the Ukraine. I'm sending $1 billion to the Middle East for the gift to the Middle Easterners. You do not have the authority. The property you are exchanging does not belong to you. And you have gone through no legitimate fucking court to fucking make it yours. And you'd have to do so as a fucking individual, not as a goddamn member of the fiduciary. Not in your goddamn position of fucking honor under your fucking goddamn constitution. See, the people fucking, they knew back then, they did not want that fucking constitution, believe it or not. They did not want it. They did want the Bill of Rights, but the goddamn aristocrats didn't want the Bill of Rights. They wanted the Constitution. Wonder why? Wonder why they wanted that Constitution for those two little fucking clauses, that Commerce Clause and that General Welfare Clause? For the general welfare, that's the general welfare, not your welfare, not your welfare, not your welfare, your welfare, your welfare. The general welfare of, well, actually the general welfare of we the fucking elite. We're just, I mean, to just say, I'm just pronounce, I'm taking this and giving it to this. I'm taking this from you and I'm giving this to you. Try that in a fucking kindergarten class. And watch the goddamn, tell me that ain't fucking nature speaking to you. You'll see all kinds of hell being raised. $1 billion food for the Middle East. The president will announce today that the United States is committed. $1 billion. Who committed? Who committed under what authority? Under what authority do we set here? Well, you're actually the $28 trillion in debt is what you owe us, corporation. But $28 trillion, you can't fucking pay us, and you're giving cocksuckers over in the Middle East goddamn $1 million to help their goddamn food security. You know, I heard the only country secure as far as food are concerned right now is goddamn China and fucking Russia. That sounds kind of suspicious, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, we feel pretty secure, though, too. Because you Chinese motherfuckers, that's what you're going to have to send. This little pissant fucking shithole fucking Blackwater USA you got here ain't going to fucking be able to, they ain't even going to be able to start the fucking show. You bring those little motherfuckers over here and there'll be plenty to eat. It'll go down in history as like, oh my God, them people, they went savage. Well, yeah, we're fixing to. Leave us no fucking choice and see what an American will do. It's going to surprise you. Even the fucking cunt ones. I mean, you take the biggest cunt American and you start starving that son of a bitch to death. That fucker will try to chew your leg off. It's just, that's goddamn nature. You can't stop that. Or maybe you can. Maybe if you take the shot, you'll chew your own fucking leg off. I don't know. I ain't going to experiment around and find out. According to Bloomberg News Agency, the United States, U.S. president, you ain't no president. You fucking con man, son of a bitch. You're a member of a fucking crime organization that has infiltrated what was, I can't even say it was supposed to be a goddamn legitimate government because it was created under the Constitution. The Constitution was never accepted or ratified by the people. There's no consent to that rule. Zero. They sit there and tell you, yeah, we rule by consent. How could you? Your goddamn constitution was not fucking ratified by elected representatives of the people. It was ratified by your fucking lapdogs that you took to fucking Philadelphia with you. I mean, God, how fucking I hate that saying. How stupid are we supposed to be? We're not that stupid. I'm sorry, guys. We're not that stupid. Cowardly? Oh, yeah. No fucking guts what to speak of. I mean, I grew up in this country. I grew up in a fucking kind of a hard place. But I grew up, man, I thought, God, nobody will ever fucking whoop the United States. Fuck with the United States. The very idea that we'd be this close to fucking shooting it out, I mean, it was just completely unthinkable. But now, look at how they've worked it. And these guys haven't fired a shot. They're pussies. It's like Blumenthal. You want to put a poster child of a pussy up. Put that fucking Blumenthal up there. I love the way he guys come on and give that tough look. God damn what I wouldn't give to have him. Just arm's length. Give me that tough look, motherfucker. I'll knock it right through your fucking face. you fucking criminal. You're under arrest for treason and sedition and for attacks on the fucking people and their goddamn, the people's law. You're under arrest by me for what you, for the trouble you fucking caused me in buying fucking guns. How about that? Because I have to fill out a piece of paper. You're under arrest by me. I prove you, I have to make, that you were a part of the fucking drive. I'll show you, I'll bring out your signatures on the document saying, oh yeah, you got to have a background check. You got to pay money to exercise your second article, right? I'll bring it out and I'll just hand it to the fucking jury. And now look over and I'll put your ass on. Did you do it? You can sit there and sit, you can stay mum, but there's your signature all over all those fucking treasonous documents. And then I asked and say, this son of a bitch wanted to take all of your rights as well as my fucking rights. He's a son of a bitch who thinks that fucking, people like us, like you ditch diggers and you fucking, you prostitutes, you shouldn't have any rights at all. Even in their goddamn, confederation, I think it was Article 6, if you're indigent, you don't have no rights at all. Rights are bought with fucking mammon, you see. That makes mammon the fucking king, doesn't it? It makes mammon the fucking god, doesn't it? And I know it pisses a lot of people off when I say it, but by God, mammon, I mean, I've heard about every god that there is on this planet, I believe. But that's the one god that I can see. I can see its power fucking plain and clear. There's no doubt of fucking about it. And even the finest of the fine people, you can't fucking, I mean, we've come to the point so we can't exist without it. It's how much can you fucking, how can you distance yourself the furthest from it and still use it is what it's really coming down to. Because I mean, sell, I just like that, talking about the $1 billion for long-term food security assistance. Where do you get off? How you, first, I want to understand this. See, I have a right as an American national. You're taking from me. You take a billion dollars and you hand it over to the fucking Middle Easterners, you're taking from me. This is my goddamn country, my fucking assets. It belongs to each and every individual free sovereign national in this country. You're taking from me. How? Did you fucking file that fourth article fucking writ or that fucking fourth article civil complaint or that fourth article fucking criminal complaint? Did you file that? Did it have a fucking affidavit attached? And which one of you filed it in your individual capacity because you're the injured party? Which one of you did it? And which one of you fucking took it, what process is supposed to go through, whether it's civil or criminal, which one of you took it to the next part of the fucking process? And which one of you took it to the fucking, which one of you has a fucking jury? Do you have it, Joe Biden, do you have a goddamn common law jury fucking ruling saying that you can take $1 billion from me, from me or any other? If it comes down to a half a penny a piece, do you have the jurisdictional authority in writing from a fucking common law court saying you can take it from me? You don't, do you? You don't, I mean, I, like I said, I watched that goddamn, I can't remember what it's called, but fucking where they, all the criminals got together. Because the town's going to be made fucking annexed in. And they just, all the fucking people, the murderers, the criminals, the prostitutes, all the fucking scum, they just all go sit down. As soon as they said this is going to happen, they just automatically go, and the rest of the people just sit there because that's what they've become used to. I look at the old footage from back in the goddamn time of the Depression and stuff. All those people. You know how massively they outnumbered? And they're standing there in fucking soup lines in the richest country on planet Earth while the motherfuckers who caused it are sitting on fucking yachts eating caviar? I think I'd be out sinking yachts. But see, those people fucking took it. It blows my ass away. I watch these old things and they just got their heads down and just taking it, just whatever, you know, any fucking, ruling class aristocrat wants to kick you around, push you around. You better stay out of their fucking way, man, because they got money. You got money. You know, I didn't see when I look at these old fucking things. Sometimes when I do see it, I see fucking different results, and that's guns. When the people had fucking guns, the results were different. And the people, and I mean, when the people would fucking defend themselves and defend their fucking rights, Oh, man, that administrative admiralty was right fucking there. They'd bring in the fucking army after your ass. And the administrative admiralty in an unlawful jurisdiction operating in, under treason and sedition. And then they'd try to bring that fucking standing army they couldn't have to try to force the fucking rule of the aristocrats upon you. And that's what these people face. But if every one of those son of a bitches would have had a gun, they wouldn't have let him get that hungry. Been too fucking dangerous. Think about it. But I mean, I read something the other day. I can't remember what it was, but I read something the other day and it was kind of pertaining to that. It was pertaining to the people. How it was like one of these fucking, these bastards, these fucking pedophilic pieces of fucking Zionist shit asking, well, how come the people just, you know, were so complicit in the past and they're so angry today? Because we want to rip your fucking head off and shit down your goddamn neck, you thieving son of a bitch. We don't want to just get you for what you've done to our generation, but what you've been doing since the beginning of this fucking country with your fucking lying-ass constitution we never fucking consented to, with your fucking goddamn corporate aristocracy, with your corporate fucking welfare, and your capitalism. That's what we want you for, motherfuckers. And you know what? Everything you took unlawfully. That means we get to take it fucking back. We get, I don't know if I want to leave you a pauper and make you, and say, you know, dig your way out of it, buddy. Dig your, you're in a pretty big hole you dug for yourself there. You're going to have to dig your way out of it. Or I want to see you hang. I just want to see you hang. I'm telling you right now. You are fucking George Soros, you son of a bitch. You motherfucking foreign cocksucker. You come in and you think that you're going to fucking, I mean, brag about fucking debasing the currencies in other countries and destroying the countries and then show footage of the kids starving to death and him doing that, sitting there, that smug look on his fucking face. I'll tell you what, you smug look motherfucker. That fucking look can be taken off your fucking face. And why it hasn't yet is a testament to the fact that we're a bunch of fucking cowards. There's no way we couldn't have gotten every one of these son of a bitches by now. There's no fucking way. Cowardice is the only fucking answer. That being said, I'm sick of talking about this, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another episode of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just think about just fucking what you've allowed, what you continue to allow. What a big fuck. I mean, don't think of yourself in a manly way, at least. I mean, myself, I've struggled with fucking trying to do the manly fucking thing and stand up and fight and fucking anywhere I can find it, I go after it. But if fucking one man, every time I fought a few times. And every time, I mean, I fought with fucking goddamn broken bones and shit, fighting these motherfuckers and gone to jail as a political prisoner. Every fucking time everybody else fucking turned around and fucking ran. That was, I mean, the disgust of that was more than I could fucking bear. You fucking gutless sons of bitches that better grow a fucking spine. Or your fucking grandchildren will dig up your graves and they will piss in your face and you'll have it coming. And that is The Word from the Trenches.